Blackstone presents The Turn Schooner by Walter John Williams. This book is read by Bronson Pinchot. To the gang at Café Le Cabotin and the immortal memory of the 11th Periscope Group. Historical note. For dramatic purposes, I have compressed into one day the three-day siege and attack of Fort Boyer, 12th through the 15th of September, 1814. In that action, Major William Lawrence and 130 men held off 130 Marines and 600 Indians, who were supported by a squadron of 5 British warships. The defenders inflicted 232 casualties and destroyed the sloop of war Hermes, while suffering only 8 casualties in return. The actual battle for the fort occurred much as described here. The engagement at the Passe-Marron and the ships and men involved is fictional. Chapter 1. Embayed. When he saw the enemy squadron drop from the wind, studding sails blossoming as they raced to get a clear look into the bay, Captain Gideon Markham of Portsmouth, New Hampshire, knew that his privateer was doomed. The British squadron consisted of a 74 of the line, a frigate, and a sloop of war, with over 100 guns altogether and perhaps 1,000 men, while the General Sullivan was a New England schooner with 13 guns and a crew of 60, embayed by an offshore wind in a Cuban inlet and moored alongside 2 captured British prizes. Gideon would have abandoned his schooner and his prizes there and then, but it was low tide, and the British would not be able to get their vessels over the bar until after dark. The 2-decker wouldn't be able to get over in any case. Gideon controlled the frustration and rage he'd felt when he'd first seen those studding sails sheeting home. He had time. Cutting himself a plug of tobacco, Gideon Markham chewed meditatively and studied the enemy through his glass. If he were that enemy captain, he thought, he'd give the lookout a guinea. Unquestionably, they were British. Never mind that they were in Spanish, and therefore neutral, waters. So was General Sullivan, and on an illegal mission to boot. If the British attacked in neutral waters, Gideon could scarcely appeal to any Spanish court. The Spaniards, though neutral in the fight between Britain and the American Commonwealth, were nevertheless allied with Britain against the French armies that had invaded Spain. The Spanish would find it political.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?